Rail gauge differences. Railroad infrastructure differs between countries or even within some countries in terms of rail gauge, which is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the spacing of the width of the rails on a railway track, measured between the inner sides of the rails. In rail transport, this is a key parameter in determining interoperability because all vehicles must have running gear that is compatible with the spacing. However, this spacing can vary among countries and cause compatibility issues. Standard rail gauge is 1435 meters, 4 feet, 8.5 inches. Approximately 60% of the world's railroads meet this standard. Broad gauge refers to rail gauge greater than 1.5 meters, almost 5 feet, or wider. Narrow gauge is any gauge smaller than standard rail gauge. A common size is 1067 meters, 3 feet, 6 inches. Exhibit 6-15 shows the worldwide use of various rail gauge sizes. Exhibit 6-15, Rail Gauge Around the World. Source, data derived from the World Factbook, Central Intelligence Agency, www.cia.gov. The differences in rail gauge means that if adjacent countries have different rail gauges, rail shipments may need to be transshipped to another mode, for example, truck, or to different rail cars, or use rail cars that can be adjusted to the new gauge at the border. This adds time and cost. Here are some regions that have trade disruption or delays due to gauge differences. While much of Europe uses standard rail gauge, countries such as Spain and Finland have sections with different gauge. India and Bangladesh have different rail gauges and transshipment is needed at the border. Note how Australia and Brazil have more than one gauge within their countries, so transshipment is needed for domestic cargo transport where the gauge changes. As trade becomes more global, it is wise to work toward consistent gauges for interoperability.